Hey, Matt LeBlanc here for Volunteer Appreciation Day. I'm here with Kaya Fuko, who has racked up over 2,000 volunteer hours while going to school. I guess, how did that all get started? I know in high school you need 40 volunteer hours. How did it end up being that you got over 2,000?
So the summer of eighth grade, just before school was out, I was talking to the old guidance counselor, and he told me that there was like really good things that came with volunteering, like bursaries, stuff in university that would really be helpful. And I thought to myself, oh yeah, that's good. Plus it doubles by helping out the community. So I set a personal goal for about 500 hours. And, by the end of summer, I set that goal to about 1,500 because I was done my goal. And I just continued like that ever since. And every time I reached the goal, I would just continue going on more. So now we're at 2,000.
And what did you do specifically to rack up those hours?
So a lot of my volunteer hours came from the Perfect Companions of Norfolk in Delhi. I love everything animals, so working at an animal shelter was kind of a no-brainer. I also do a lot of volunteering in Port Rowan itself. I did the church community. I did the Welcome Center. I worked a lot with the church out here in Simcoe, St. Mary's. I also did a lot of just stuff at home, like photography, making up crafts for Perfect Companions.
How do you balance it all? Like school, maybe work, volunteering, doing all that at the same time?
So I obviously go to school full time, and I also work two different jobs, and I do my volunteering. I find it's easy to incorporate once you kind of have a system. Like, for instance, when I'm not working, I try and push in some volunteering. I try and do some cleaning, some organization stuff here and there. I just try to revolve it mainly around my job because I know I can't just walk away from my job. So it's easy to balance once you have a system, but you can't overload yourself. The more you overload yourself, the more you're going to feel overwhelmed and you're going to want to abandon stuff. So just trying to balance it out in a way that works best for you is like...
Now, what do you get out of volunteering so much, helping the community out?
Personally, there's like a thing that comes with volunteering that you get. Like, as a volunteer, you get this sense of, like, wow, I can't believe I did that. Like, you take the time out of your day to do something good for others. It can make you feel good about yourself as well. And I love that feeling. I love knowing at the end of the day, like, I did that, I helped out, and that was my contribution. So I think it's more like a feeling thing rather than a gratification money thing for me.
Now, let's say if someone's listening to this, they're not sure about volunteering, about the whole balance thing, why would you suggest they should consider volunteering?
It depends on where you work, but every place I've worked has been incredibly flexible with their volunteers. Like, when I say flexible, I mean, like, you can schedule your days to come in. Like, Perfect Companions has a system where you schedule that day and then you work that day. So it really just depends on when you can find free space to volunteer. And even if it's once a month, it does help out to the cause and it does help out to places. Like, even if you can schedule an hour off, if you have quite a busy life, it does help out. And it's all just about configuring yourself and configuring your time to better accommodate for those places.
What's next for you?
So I'm graduating this coming January because I'm done on my credits. And I was upset because I didn't think I was able to rack up any more volunteer hours during the, you know, rest of the year. But my guidance counselor told me that I can continue to collect up till about September. So that's fun.